website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. Truly, I want to thank God for you tuning in with us on today. This is Brother Davis. I'm sitting in today for Dr. Youngblood, and certainly we are coming to you with a very good subject for discussion today. And that is, would the real Christian please stand? Would the real Christian please stand? Certainly, I want to say thank God it's Friday, TGIF. I also want to say thank God it's finished. I'm talking about the election. Many of us went through a season of turmoil as President Trump repeatedly endured. I got to give the man credit. He's very strong. And I thank God because the prayers of the righteous availeth much, as the scriptures say. As we continue to pray for him, God kept on moving. We saw the handworks of God this week in that election. And the final results were President Trump came out to be a winner. Certainly, I do want to say, I thank God that all the confusion, all the woke culture, all the attacks on Christianity and our freedoms according to the Constitution, a lot of this has ceased. But let me say, I think it's just temporary because the Democrats are now trying to surmount another attack on President Trump. They don't want to see him certified on January the 20th. So certainly I do want to say every Christian, every patriot, everyone out there, keep on praying because the fight is not over yet. The battle will be over one day and the victory will be won. But I do want you to know on today, the only way that we can achieve this victory has got to be in Jesus Christ. Again, I want to say thank God for Dr. Youngblood and his family on today. Certainly being able to take a break and get a little bit of R&R. And I certainly say he deserves that. And I want to thank God for everyone at the radio station. Thank God for all of you on today. We are still marching in the Lord's army. We are headed for heaven. This world is not our home. We're just pilgrims and strangers passing through. So let's keep praying. Truly, it's praying time. It's no time to pick flowers by the wayside. It's time for us to stand up and be strong. Be counted on today. Make sure that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're coming to you today from the Scripture, the truth, as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He also went on further to say to the Father that thy word is truth. And in the high priestly prayer, which is really the Lord's prayer, in St. John chapter 17, he asked the Father, sanctify them, talking about the church, talking about the true believers. Not everybody going to church. I'm talking about the true believers, those who really love God and those who obey his word. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And let me go on to say that as we face the issues, we do so based upon the word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. It is the truth. It is the word of God. For God said unto us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So certainly we know that our bodies need food, but God said in his word that we shall live by every word. I think that's very important for us to know. every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I thank God that each and every day that we wake up, the word of God is still being fulfilled. God is still in control. He's sovereign, and he showed us that this week. He said in his holy word in the book of Proverbs, he is the one that set kings up, and he's the one that take them down. And he went on further to say in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, I believe it is, in the first couple of verses, he said, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. Like the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will for it to go. So certainly we as people of God can trust that God will always do the right thing. We have to know and understand that his word is truth and it will never fail. So I thank God for that on today. Let me remind you that, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment, and they also sell and service any type of equipment, like Honda and Echo and many other brands, so you can consult them today. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high on the top of the staff. And when you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with your needs on today. Tools for a Time. They also have a website, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Amen. And thank you so much, Brother Jeffrey, for being a sponsor of this program on today. Would the real Christian please stand? When we consider what the scripture tells us in the book of Philippians, and I'm getting ready to read that before we go into our explanation today of what we want to talk about. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Jesus told us in the word, he said that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Because he was going back to the Father, he said, I am the light of the world. But then he turned around and told us, now, since I'm going back to the Father, ye are the light of the world. Salt, when we look at salt, it's a preservative. So what we are here for, we are here to preserve morality, righteousness, truth, all the stuff connected with the word of God. And then we are here as a light to shine that light in darkness. When we look at evil, when we look at all of the confusion that happened during this president administration, and I'm so glad to see that they are coming to an end now of their days being able to harass us with that any longer. I know they will find other avenues, but I thank God that he stepped in right now. And let me tell you, don't miss your moment. It's time for you to stand as a Christian, as a conservative, as a patriot. If you really love God, and if you love the United States of America, if you love the place, the land of the free and the home of the brave, as it is called, certainly it's time for you to take a stand. All of you that prayed for good results to come out of this election, I want to say thank you on today for doing your job and for doing your civic duty by going down to cast your vote. But you who did not vote, shame on you. When things begin to happen that you're not comfortable with, you don't have a right to complain because you didn't exercise your civic duty by voting. Even if you did not vote for President Trump, that's fine. All of us have the moral obligation and the duty to go out and vote, and certainly we are entitled to our opinion and our choices. So even if you did not, that's fine. But let us know and understand, especially as Christians on today, it doesn't matter if you love Harris and Biden or if you love Trump. Listen, We are not here to be enemies and to fall out of love with one another. So many families, and I have seen this happen, I have witnessed this myself over the past few months, that so many families have fallen out with each other. They don't associate with each other. They don't speak to one another simply because one loves Trump and one loves the other party. Listen, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever the situation might be, if you are in Christ Jesus on today, God said that we still have to love ye one another. So certainly now is not the time for us to fall out of love with one another. We need each other in this lost and dark world. So for that reason, let us stick together. Let us set our differences aside. Let us know and understand that it is us, I'm talking about the Christians, the body of Christ, who are going to be able to show the world the true love of God by the way we live, by the way we love one another. The book of Galatians chapter 6, and I believe somewhere around verse 10, tells us, as ye have therefore opportunity, do good unto all men. But it puts an emphasis there. It says, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So listen, if you're not doing good to everyone, in spite of their choices, in spite of their skin color, and listen, this administration used that well, racism and many other things were used against the United States society, and it began to prevail. Because as I said, I saw many people turning against one another because of race, because of ethnic background, because of religion, et cetera, et cetera. And even in the church, it makes me wonder, where are the true saints of God? So that's the reason why I thank God for giving me this subject on today. Would the real Christian please stand? When we go to the book of Ephesians, it tells us that we have to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He is tricky. He is cunning. He's crafty, and he will overtake you if you are not rooted and grounded in the word of God. So certainly let me encourage you on today. Get rooted. Get grounded. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is the only right thing we have left in this wrong world. And certainly one more verse of scripture I want to point out to you. If we look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, it tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. That word peculiar does not mean strange in that portion of scripture, but it simply means unlike any other. Listen, if we are going to be Christians, if we are going to be followers of Jesus Christ, if we have truly been born again, then certainly we don't have any business being just like the world. We have to know and understand that God is a unique God, and we as Christians are unique. If we have the Spirit of God on today on the inside, that's what makes us different. Doesn't make you better. It makes you different from the rest of the world. So for that reason, God puts a special emphasis on his love for us because we are his people. He has chosen us out of the world. So this is the reason why when we look at it from that viewpoint, you need to raise your hand toward heaven and tell God thank you. Because he could have let you perish. He could have let you die in your sins, and you could have been on your way going to a devil's hell. But thank God that his grace and mercy prevailed. When grace came forth by Jesus Christ, God said he abundantly shared his grace upon all men. In other words, he made it available for everyone. So listen, grace is a gift. It's not something that you work for, because the Bible said, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast. So we don't have a leg to stand on when it comes down to talking about our salvation. Thank God for grace and mercy. So certainly we thank God again. But that scripture, I tell you, caught my attention. He said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation and a peculiar people unlike any other, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what we are here for. So certainly, if you're not doing that on today, you're not doing your job. Get busy. Let me encourage you on today. Amen. Jesus is on his way coming back. When we look at the biblical definition of a serious Christian, and I do want to put emphasis on that because I want you to know how important it is for you to be serious, serious-minded, goal-oriented. You want to make heaven your home. You realize that this world is not your home, but you are simply a stranger passing through. Listen, get serious about your salvation, because Jesus said many are going to stand before me on that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these great works? And I won't go through all of these things that he said in the scripture, but some of you are familiar with that. Then he's going to say unto them, depart from me. I never knew you. Your work was done in iniquity. Don't let that be your case on today. Amen. Certainly, I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years and all my family and friends that are listening on today. Brother Greg Foreman, thank God for you. I love you today, my brother, and all of you that are out there on today. Certainly, we want you to listen close with intentment that you will get something from this broadcast. Would the real Christian please stand? Amen. Amen. So when we look at a serious Christian, first of all, I want to say there is a need for every Christian conservative and patriot to continue to praise the Lord and pray for President Trump's safety and wisdom, especially over the next 60 days. Pray for the president. Pray for his cabinet. You know, he still has to choose people that will assist him in leading this country. I think he was deceived in his first administration. He thought he had a lot of good supporters and faithful people that would help him, only to find out that they were deceivers before his administration came to an end. So certainly that is the reason why we see things as they are. Right now, many people pull the rug out from under his feet. People who he thought that he could put trust and confidence in ended up betraying him. So we certainly need to pray for him to be able to make the right decision, to have that wisdom, to know who to put in the right place. And then we need to pray for the peace of Israel. Listen, all of this is tied in with the scripture and with our salvation. No, the church has not set Israel aside and put the church in. God only, once again, included the Gentiles into the plan of salvation. And on his time clock, he has decided that he's going to leave Israel alone for a while until the fullness of the times of the Gentiles come in. That's you and I. Any of us that are not natural born Israelites. This is our time. So this is the reason why I'm telling you, don't miss your moment. It's your time now. You can stand up for God. You can speak up for God. You can live for God. You can do all the things that God commands a believer to do in the scripture, because we are included in the plan of salvation, and I don't take that to be something lightly. Again, we need to thank God for that. But let's remember, pray for Israel, for the peace of Israel, and for other world leaders. Listen, they all, I understand that they want to attack Israel, many of them, and we can't do anything to change what's going to happen in the pages of scripture, because we know according to the book of Revelation, one day they're going to fight the battle of Armageddon, and they're going to come against Israel. But still, other world leaders need prayer. I don't care how you might despise them. Jesus Christ died on the cross for all men. The Bible tells us, John 3:16, you know it so well, for God so loved the world, that's the created order, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that includes all men, even the atheists, If they can believe, they will not perish, but they can have everlasting life. I thank God for that, that he includes everybody. If he didn't include everyone, if he didn't give everyone a fair chance, then certainly he could not be God Almighty himself. But I thank God that he will not disqualify himself, and he will never do anything contrary to his word. So listen, let us be encouraged on today, but pray for the world leaders and pray for the leaders in the church. Listen, so many pastors today have taken down, they have failed to teach the word of God. They have failed to teach the people the truth about politics. Listen, some say politics and the church don't mix. Well, I beg to differ. We have to understand that even in the scripture, God set up leaders like Daniel, like Joseph, like many others, Nehemiah, he was the king's cupbearer. Esther, when we look at Esther, she ended up being the queen of Persia. Listen, God put people in certain positions of authority, but they were there for a reason. And that was to make sure that things went right according to his word. That's where you and I come in right now. If you don't think things are right in your city, run for office. Run for city council. Run for whatever the situation might be. You can run for mayor. Run for sheriff. Whatever the situation might be. God wants us, people, his people, who knows his word, who are living by his word, who can be able to teach others his word, who will rule and govern society by his word. When we go to Romans chapter 13, it tells us that government was ordained by God. So listen, I don't have to go through a big discussion about that. If you know the word of God on today and you know what it says about that, listen, all of us need to understand that we need to do our rightful duty by making sure that the word of God is obeyed in every situation, in every sphere, on every level of life as we are living today in 2024. So again, I said, pray for the leaders in the churches because many pastors are failing right now. Many have failed. They have failed their people so much until I have to question their salvation myself. When I listen to some of them with their conversations, or what they even had to say about President Trump, how they hated him. Listen, we better be careful how we use that word loosely. Because if you don't learn to love your brother, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John, if you hate your brother, then the love of God is not in you. You don't even have God. God is love himself. So then, listen, what you're doing, you're putting yourself in jeopardy. You're setting yourself up for the wrath of God to fall upon your life. So don't let that happen to you. But most of all, let me say as I close out this part, pray that God's will be done. His will be done. Even when we look at the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray, we call it the Our Father's Prayer. He says in one of those verses, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Listen, what a beautiful place the world would be if God's will was being done in every area of life. I think it would be heaven on earth. That's what God intended for it to be in the first beginning, and one day it will be exactly as his will was intended for it to be. And I want to be a part of that. 904-831-0917. That call gets through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions and comments. Give us a call on today and let us know what you think. Would the real Christian please stand? When we consider the things that are going on, some are already on the streets demonstrating and demanding that Trump be eliminated. Listen, I mean, I don't want to make this whole thing about that, about President Trump, because listen, we all know, I mean, if you have a TV set in your home, many times, almost any channel you turn it on, you can see the persecution and prosecution that this man has had to face. He has even faced being assassinated twice. But I thank God that the hand of God was upon his life, for I believe in my heart and mind that God delivered him once and again. Listen, God has a purpose, I have to believe, for this man's life. So we need to continue to pray for President Trump and for the safety of his family and administration as well. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Brother Davis, this is Brother Harper. I was so blessed this morning with my scripture reading that I would love if you would. Would you share that with the audience today? Psalms 50, verse 15. God always keeps his promise. And I'll make another comment.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother Davis Harper, for your call. And let's see if we can get to Psalm. I'm turning it over there now. That's Psalm 50. And is that verse number 15? Okay. If that's verse 15, it says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." What a powerful verse of scripture. God is inviting us, and especially his people. I'm talking about the church, the blood-washed, born-again saints. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Listen, this is the day of trouble that we are in right now. We are in some serious trouble. We're living in the last days, and we know, listen, the devil already knows that he's lost, but that doesn't stop him from trying to fight. This is where we see this administration at today, and all of the evildoers out there, the ones who are working against Christ. And let me tell you, if they are against Christ, they are against Christians. So all of your Christian liberties as well are at stake as long as these people are out there stirring up trouble. But God said, and thank you so much for that, Brother Harper, call upon me. He's inviting us. In the day of trouble, I will, that word I will, when we look at I will, that's a promise. Anywhere we see I will or I shall in the Bible connected to God's word, that's a promise. That should be, you should take that literally as a promise to the believer. He said, I will deliver thee and thou shalt. That's a promise for what you're going to do for him now. Once God has done this great miracle in your life by delivering you, he says, thou shalt glorify me. Listen, when I think of the goodness of Jesus right now and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Now, I don't know how many of you feel out there on today, but I thank God for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. The many times I can look back at my own life and think about where God has brought me from. He has brought me from a mighty long way. And even right now, today, in 2024, I don't have any better sense than to believe every word in this Bible is true. It is the truth because it is the word of God. It is spoken from his mouth. I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. That's the Bible. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Listen, there is not a time when the word of God does not fulfill. There's not a time when God speaks and he tells us a lie about something. There's not a time when God speaks and his word does not accomplish anything. You know, I did a study on that to see how powerful the word of God is and what will happen. What does it do? Does it ever come to a place to where it doesn't accomplish anything? And let me tell you, it put a mathematical number on that. 0 to the 16th power. I think that's a quadrillion, something down that line. Big number. Anyway, that means there's a zero possibility of God's word never being effective in any area of our life. So listen, take heart. Take comfort because God is still in control. We're getting ready to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY,